What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and the stash is back. It's back, baby. I'm back. And I feel like me again. Because I got rid of the stash. I axed it. It was just looking for a change. My face needed to change. I wanted to see how pathetic my upper lip was doing. And it turns out pretty pathetic. But it's okay. It's okay. Because now the stash is here. And we're in the clear. And we're a little queer, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean, it's such a stupid thing to say after anything. Like, you can say, you can put it for anything, right? You could be with your boy and you'd be like, hey, Sarah's got some pretty big feet, if you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? Her feet are big? What does that mean? Does it mean she's a, what is it? What is it? Does it mean she's a big pussy? What happens now? Hey, Carl. He's got some eyebrows on him, if you know what I mean. Are you being literal? He literally has eyebrow, like his bushy eyebrows, like Eugene Levy eyebrows? What are you saying? You know what I mean. You can do it for anything. Katie loves watermelons, if you know what I mean.
What?
What do you mean? Watermelons, what does that have to do with anything? You know what I mean. It means you're a pervert. If you say, if you know what I mean, it means you're a pervert, which means you probably have something in common with me. I'm in a good mood, man. I'm just out here chilling. I'm making mistakes, though. Believe that. Here's the problem, dude. I have what I consider hero complex dysmorphia. Yeah, I made that up. All right. You know how there's body dysmorphia where someone can be in incredible shape but think they're fat and disgusting, right? Body dysmorphia. And then you've heard of a hero complex when someone wants to save the day constantly. I have a hero dysmorphia because I think I'm James Bond. Like, that's, I walk around all day and I think I'm just like James Bond. I just like, oh, martini in the middle of the day? Let's go. Try and fuck a married chick? That's the game. I think that. In reality, I think martinis are disgusting and they should be thrown away forever. It's just vodka and vermouth and olive juice. Ew. It's disgusting. What are you, Mad Men? Shut up. You're not. No one is. You're not Don Draper. And you're not James Bond. I'm not James Bond. I mean, I will, you know, shoot my shot at the occasional married chick. But, like, that doesn't make me James Bond. But I still think that I am. You know how stupid that is? To walk around thinking that you are as smooth as the most infamous... Infamous? As the most... You know how stupid it is to walk around every day feeling like you are... the greatest spy of all time? The fictitious famous spy of all time. The fictitious spy, James Bond. The not real person. I think I'm that. Dude, I'm wearing a shirt from a band in the 80s that I never saw play live. I know two songs, and I only care about one song. Don't stop believing. Shut up. Hold on to that feeling. Dude, I'm just the fucking... The kid is just off his rocker. And I'm just... I just got to shut it down. I got to shut it down for a little bit. And I got to move forward, okay? I got to stop drinking martinis. And I got to stop hitting on married chicks. If you're married and I've we've had any kind of interaction that it maybe has crossed a line at any point in my life. I mean, I think it's happened at least every 2 to 3 years. It's not my fault. Or it is my fault because I think I'm 007. Dude, you know when you just know you're a moron? Ugh. All right, let's shift. Big shout out. Big big, I would say this. This is the biggest shout out I have ever given on this podcast ever. And that goes to my boy and his boy, Big Jake, and Little John. Little John, not the rapper with crazy eyes. My boy Big Jake had a son. Can we just give it up for that? Can we just give it up for my boy Big Jake for making a person. I mean, he didn't do anything. He just left it in. That lazy fuck. Dudes shouldn't get any credit. I mean, that's his hack at this point. But like, all you did was just not pull out. And children are there. It's a Tom Segura bit. Dude, you're not special, Jake. You just have swimmers. Which means that I failed you. If you're a friend of mine, if you were a friend of mine and you were my friend from anywhere between 2006 and 2014, if you're able to have children and you were one of my close friends, I did you a disservice. I tried so hard to beat up your ball bag with a little and didn't work. Didn't hit him in the balls enough. And now he's a child. So you're welcome twice. The real shout out goes to Kendra. Kendra, you're a beautiful person. I'm so happy for you guys. But for real, happy for you guys. You made a person. Shout out to the homie, the little homie John, who I'm going to call Jackie. And it's going to, and you better believe it's going to piss you off. Uncle Blair is going to piss you off. Not you, Jack. You're my boy. Also, I'm the godfather to the kid. Don't really know what that means. I think I've talked to this before. I thought that if you're the godfather of a child, then in the event that the parents die in, you know, a fiery car accident, you know, there's like their, you know, like their bodies all over the highway. It's like, it's really graphic. And, you know, someone was drunk driving. Yeah. If that happens, you know, then the kid goes to me as the godfather. Not the case. Not the case. Guys, look at me. You're not going to give your kid to me. Okay, I mean, you could, but would that be a good idea? Do you think that's what you should do? I would say you shouldn't. All it means is it's literally just the title. That's the god that you're his godfather. I don't think I have to sign it. I'm not his guardian. His guardian would be. Actually, you know, I should call Big J. This is good. I think he knows better. He's not going to answer. He's smarter than this. He knows. He didn't text me after I'm done. Like, are you in the pod? What's up, big guy? You're on the pod.
Fuck you.
I got a quick question for you. Quick question. It's not going to be crazy. I think I've already asked this. I think this has already happened on the podcast before. But no one listens, so it doesn't matter. You're first of all, congrats on your son. I did a big thing about that. But then I was talking about legal guardianship and being a godfather. And I am your son's godfather, but not his guardian, correct?
Facts.
Okay, but what's the difference?
Let's say in some freak accident, me and Kendra died, right? The kid would probably go to her parents, right, as their guardians.
Right.
Like, being the godfather is more like promising to stay involved in the child's life and, provide values or whatever that I wanted you to. I don't know.
So it's more like it's a title. But my question is, can I get him out of school? So like, if he was at school and I was like, hey, I'm going to go pick up Jackie. I'm going to take him for a nice lunch somewhere. I'd be like, hey, I'm his godfather. Does that hold up?
I mean, it's public school probably.
Okay, perfect. All right, man. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you. Right. Love you, big dog.
Do it.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I'm the godfather, not the guardian, which is like, that's what you want. It's like you want to be the uncle, not the father. Not my kid, not my problem. He beats the shit out of a little you know, little gay kid in school. I didn't teach him that. Or I did. Either way, he's coming to my house for beers. Man, making people. Him and I were talking the other day about how he's making a mark for his girl because she hasn't drank in 9 months. And they started to not drink. And he goes, yeah, well, she didn't want to, you know, waste a whole round of breast milk on, you know, tequila. Because he had to, you know, pump and dump. And I was like, what did we used to talk about? Like, what did we used to say to each other? Like, this is so weird. Like, we're talking about breast milk. It's like, hey, you can't.
You don't want to drink tequila because you know what's going to have to happen. Is before you breastfeed young Jackie, you're going to have to bump. You're going to have to pump that. And then you're going to have to dump that out.
Although, Big Jake's a sick fuck. I could see him. Like, hey, babe, don't throw it out. Babe, don't throw it out. Leave it. Just, you know, put it in the fridge. Put it in the back of the fridge. I'll take care of it. Man, we're getting older, dude. I'm 30. He's got a kid. We're getting older. Getting older sounds cool until a point. It's pretty cool until you hit like 90. Then you're just tired of being here. Like my great uncle, Doyle. Great name. Strong name. I think it's Doyle. Can I make that up? Might have just made that up. My uncle turned 91. Look at the picture of this man at 91. He is just not trying to be here anymore. Look at his eyes. He's like, you see this fucking candle? There's one candle. That's him saying, is this flame big enough for me to light myself on fire? I'm tired of being at the party. Let me go home. Here for a good time, not a long time. But once the good times stop, don't you just want to leave? Like, do you really want to be the last guy at the party? I'm out here taking such good care of myself. I might be the... I might outlive everybody. I'm going to live... I live so hard in my 20s. Doing heroin. And shit. Is Ozzy Osbourne still alive? He is, right? Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's still alive for sure. I'm just saying. Like, you don't want to be the last one at the party. Man, he looks fucking just like he's bored. Ugh. How are you guys? Feeling good? I'm feeling great. Thank you for asking. I'm feeling magnificent. Here's what happens, dude. When I get bummed out, and I was bummed out recently about some stuff that happened, and I was a little bummed out. I was a little down in the dumps. And what I do when I get down in the dumps is I go down there, I go all the way down. And then I watch orgy porn and jerk off and come on my own face. That's what I do, dude. That's what I have to do to get out of the dumps. You got to go down to the bottom, you got to come on your face, and you have to move on with your day. And that's what I did 20 minutes ago. I was like irritable all day today. And I was like, why am I? You ever walk around and you're irritable and you don't really know why? You're just like, every little thing is just like, fucking, oh, it bothers me. And then you realize I haven't come in 4 days. You gotta take care of it. That's maintenance. That's self-care. Some people get their nails done. You know, some people get manis. Some people get manis and pedis. You know, to get highlights. Some people get a tattoo. I just come on my own face. And that usually does it for me. That usually gets me all the way back. Dude, this is a good episode. It might only last 3 more minutes, but it's a good one so far. God, I'm glad I fired Meg. Have not seen her since, by the way. Not one time. And I understand. Ugh. You know what I do love? Is, I feel like women, I love starting bits with, women It's the number one way to get all the women off your side. Like, without question, is just address them as a whole.
Well, women.
Actually, I think I'm gonna put the mic in the mic stand for this next one. Mic and mic stand. Shorts are red. There's one very specific thing that women don't do that men do all the time. Men get in relationships, and then what they do is they talk about how they used to get pussy. Men just, we just do this. It's just what we do. We get in a relationship, we gain 80 pounds, our girl stays hot as shit. So that's like our example. Like, look what I pulled. I used to get it all the time, and I chose her. She didn't choose me. I chose her. I know I'm fat and disgusting now, and that's the power dynamic too. Like, that's what happens, is when you get fat and gross, your girl stays in good shape because she wants to have power over you. That's really her only way, because she makes less money and she's a woman. Clip it. But women don't do that. Women don't get in relationships and then walk around with their friends like, I used to get so much dick. I was just like going out every night, and I'd be like, that's a dick I can get. That's a dick I can get. That's a dick I can get. And then I just get all of them at the same time, and everyone comes in my face. That's just what I do. Women don't do that. Okay? Women are so much more evolved than us. We're so primal, dude. We're just like fucking monkeys jerking off in our hand and throwing it at our buddy. It's all we are. Now, we might own more things, right? Like, we own stuff. We got cars, mortgage, you have kids. It's like we give off the idea of being evolved, but we aren't. Because at the end of the day, we just want to turn to our guy friends and go, hey, your boy could lay it down in the day. And to that, I would say, don't believe you. Don't believe you, Morgan. My buddy Morgan Leanwell. Morgan, look up Morgan Leanwell. Linewool? Lane Wall. Doesn't matter. Have a better name. Simple as that. Have a better name. I have to lower the mic a little bit. I gotta lower myself a little bit. No one's listening. No one's listening. It's okay though. So I get I get updates from YouTube. They send me like monthly updates on like my channel and how it's grown. And the one I got today was zero new subscribers in June. They don't say how many you've lost. I mean, they'll tell you you have to look for how many you've lost. They don't want to discourage you. But no, which means that my KPUG 1170 interview that I do with Mark Skolten did nothing for the channel. Dude, I'm just a fucking giggly goose today. Giggly geese? Now that would imply there's more than one of me. And guys, I'm alone. Dudes love talking about how they used to get pussy. I used to fucking lay it down, man. No, you didn't. I was a bouncer at a fucking bar, dude, at a gay bar. I was the only not gay dude at a gay bar. So the not gay women were like, you're the only not guy gay that's gay here, so I'm going to not gay your dick into my mouth. Sure, dude. That's what you did. What else is there to talk? I mean, like, what else is there? The UF, the fights? You watch the fights, dude? Did you guys watch the fights? Yeah, I look like the guy who cannot wait to talk to you about the fights. Did you watch the fights last night, bro? That's a bit. I've said it on here before. Have I? I love how I say things as if, like, there's ever going to be a person who reaches out to me and goes, Blake, you said that last week. No one does that. I don't have viewers like that, but my posture is getting better. And that's what's really important here, guys, is my posture is getting better. kind of want to try him again. I'm going to try him again in like 5 minutes. If I can even go five more minutes. Actually, you know what I'll do? Everybody knows when I call them, they're not, they shouldn't answer. Ah, I lost him. He's going to call back later and be like, hey, man, well, he'll call. Hey, dude, what's up? Do you want to chat? No, I just wanted you for content on my podcast. Sorry, Eric. I want some clarity on guardianship. I should call my dad. Nah, he won't know. He'd hate to be on the pod. Have I had him on the pod before? I don't even know if I have. Can you tell I'm stretching for time? dude, I'm a fucking idiot. You don't know anybody dumber than me. You don't know a single person dumber than me. I'm in a good mood. Anybody that I was mean to earlier today, I feel like if I might not have been in a good mood, you just gotta know I didn't come yet. That's it. I didn't come yet. It's like people in their morning coffee.
I gotta have my coffee in the morning, or don't talk to me unless I've had my coffee.
Don't talk to me unless I've come at least within the last 6-7 hours. Better ask me too. But you come yet today? No, hold on. hold on. Just come back like 10 minutes later. Like, whew. Anyway, what do you want to ask me? Oh, man. It is just a fun day to be alive. The sun is shining. And I'm talking alone in a spare bedroom that I can barely afford. It's the dream. What was your dream? I bet you're not doing it. And if you are doing it, hey, if you are in the middle, mic out of mic stand. If you're in the middle of doing your dream right now, fucking, how about a big fuck yeah to you, dude? A big fuck yeah to you. Hold on, I gotta bring the chair back up. There it is. I love when people post causes. Like, this is a cause that I believe in, right? And they post all that shit, and that's great. This one I saw, it said, this girl's Instagram. It's always a girl. Guys don't post this shit. Guys don't do that shit. Guys just say, hey, look at this fucking meme. Women post shit, and they go, women? this girl posted this thing, and it goes, end animal experiments. End them. You know they're saying it like this. End animal experiments. End them forever. Get them out of here. Forever. Or don't. How are we going to test the shampoos? Okay, I don't even have hair. And I'm just like, yo, dude, we got to test shampoo on something. You know what would be hilarious? Is if people were like, if someone... Here's how you combat that. People who are like pro-animal... I'm all against animal cruelty, okay? Unless we're going to eat them, you know? It's like people that are like end animal experience are still the same people that like eat mostly meat. Like they love a good filet. Well, fish actually don't have brains big enough to feel pain, so I just eat pigs and stuff, things with personality. It's like, bitch, you get hammered and eat burgers just like me. All right, you're not special. People hate when you tell them they're not special. Here's how you do it. Like, don't torture animals, all right? Don't kill cats or dogs or pets. These that are domesticated like that, for sure. Don't do that. Unless you need some new Pantene Pro-V. I get it, okay? Head and shoulders, sure. But the best way to be like, it's like, oh, yeah, end animal experiments. Use children. That's what you should do. Okay, no more experimenting on animals. Okay, if we're going to experiment on animals for human products, we should be experimenting on humans. If you're going to be testing human products, you should be testing them on humans.
And you're not going to find like a consenting adult to do that. But children are dumb. They don't know any better. That's free labor.
Okay, so just strap the kid in and start just dropping stuff in his eyes, okay? Save the animals. Save the animals and test on humans, okay? That's what you're going to learn here. That's Blair says, Blair, me, that's me. Blair says, don't test. Blair says, don't experiment on animals. Use children.
I'm for the people. And by people, I'm for the creatures. I'm for the critters. Okay?
Oh, man. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm going to make that a clip, though. I'm going to clip that. I'm going to put it on YouTube. Put it on the YouTube. And someone's going to take it serious, which is my favorite thing in the world. It's just like it was just, ooh. What's fucked up is like my most like viewed stuff on YouTube are clips where I was condemning white supremacy by saying we should throw grenades at them. Where are you going to find grenades? And people took it seriously. Well, you can't do that. It's like, or you could. But okay, back to, I do want to talk about the fight because it was interesting. So the McGregor fight, right? McGregor and Poirier, McGregor snaps his leg, which was a bummer. Okay. I feel like this is happening a lot recently. Like, didn't Weidman just snap his leg the other day? Somebody else snapped their leg. I mean, it's, I feel like it's happening all the time. I don't know. But are we sure McGregor's a good guy? I feel like he's not a good guy. But again, we shouldn't love good, just the good guys. Is Forrest Gump your favorite movie character ever? Is it? Is he? He's not. He's just not. Bond. We love James Bond here. We've already established this. We love James Bond. Everyone loves James Bond. He's a bad guy. He's an adulterer. He's an adulterer. He's just fucking married chicks all day, and he's killing people. And we don't even have verification as if one of the people he's killing are people he should be killing. There's a couple times where he kills guys he's not supposed to kill. Does it anyway. He kills guys that are doing their job. There's a scene in the very first James Bond, right? So he goes... In the first Daniel Craig rendition of it, where he goes, he's in Casino Royale, and he's chasing that guy in Africa, and he goes into like the consulate, and he hops over the fence. He's on somebody else's country in the consulate, and he's like shooting dudes, blowing up people. For sure, a body count there. One less bomb maker. Like, that's what he says. He's not a good guy, but we like him because he's cool. If you're a bad guy, we're cool with it as long as you're cool. Like, if you're a bad guy and you're a nerd, like, you're like a fucking loser, no one's like, oh, well, fucking, it's okay that he killed all those kids. No, that's not cool at all. Look at Dexter. Dexter was a nerd, but he was cool because he had a code and he killed people. And there's a couple episodes where he just kills the wrong guy. Like, Dexter killed a guy one time who was just, he thought he was killing people, but he was just a pervert. He's into some weird sex shit. So he stabbed him in the chest with a knife. And he's like, oh, shit. Ugh, shouldn't have done that. And then the story just keeps on going. I don't know. Big shout out, my guy Tucker Brook. Tucky Brook, man. The biggest repeated guest.
He's the biggest repeated guest on the fucking podcast.
It's his birthday like a week ago, and I forgot. Because he doesn't have it out there. I respect that. I love when a guy, it's his birthday, and he's like, hey, I'm like that. Kind of. I want my boys to shower me with cum, but I don't. No, I'm kidding. Bonnie, come back. Man, it's just like, okay, whatever. Happy birthday, Tucker. Love you. I had a weird hang the other day. Here's the thing. The friends with women thing, it can really only work, like I've said, married, gay. An amendment to the rule. It can only work if you're gay. that's the only way. Because if one of you is even a little bit attracted to the person, then the friendship is over. It's over. If you really want to be friends, we should just throw acid in each other's faces so we're blind and just we're just deformed. That's what we should do if we really want to be friends. So what I'm trying to say is if you want to be friends with the opposite sex, you got to throw acid in their face. Hey, Drake said it best. No new friends. But what he should have said is no new female friends. You know Drake doesn't have any female friends. There's no way. And guys, I'm Drake.
Surprise.
I'm James Bond and I'm Drake. I'm a fucking idiot, dude. Don't take me anywhere. Don't take me to dinners. Don't let me meet your friends. Do not let me meet your parents. Because I can hold the crazy down for a little bit. I'm like a girl in the first 6 months of a relationship. I can hold down the crazy. But eventually, I'm going to say something dumb like, let's experiment on kids. Save the animals. Oh, God. I think that's it. That might be it. I felt good about that one. There's like 5 clips in there. If you do a 35-minute pod, and then every 4 minutes... you have a clip. It's a great episode. You know what I mean? How do you guys feel about it? Do you feel like we got better today? Do you feel... hold on. I got to get a good... So if I do... I'm trying to find... I think it's important to find like a good thumbnail for the episode. So let's see if I can get... let's see how I gotta start posing. It's like, okay... more of a stern look, maybe? Like a 1, 2, 3. Dude, what am I doing? You can't take me anywhere. Good pose. Pose to the side. Side profile. See the hat. See the shirt. Beautiful. We did it. 35 minutes. They got to get longer. They got to get longer. Or I got to go back to 2 a week. I won't. I'm lazy. This is the thing I love to do, and I still can't bring myself to do it half the time because I think I have to do it. All right. We're good? We're living the dream? Somebody's dream. Have a good day, you fucking idiots. You idiot fucks. Mike and Mike Stan, love you guys. Eric, that was your one chance to be on the podcast. You fucked it up. I hope you know that. You're going to call me back, and I'm not going to answer. And I'm gonna wait until you hear this. I will not answer when you call me back. Text, nothing. You'll only know that I know that you called me back. And I did it on purpose to not call you back was at the end of this podcast. Because I know you listen to every second. And that's why we love you here on Run It Back with Blair Bobber. The stupidest fucking name of a podcast ever. All right. We did it. Fuck off. I'm out of here. I mean, don't fuck off. Have a good day.